Well, it's that time of year again when we begin to expect a visit from that famous bunny.
It's Easter Rabbit, hooray!
No, 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 Bugs, don't even go there, please.
Hooey, I'm glad I don't have to do this for a living.
I don't think Bugs it symbolizes the things that the Easter Bunny was intended to symbolize.
That's Ann Eflin, historical expert with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So what has a bunny really got to do with Easter anyway? Where did all that get started? Well, actually, Easter was around centuries before Christ.
Originally, it was a holiday that celebrated a Germanic goddess, the Saxon goddess Esther, or Easter.
E-A-S-T-R-E, Easter.
And she was the goddess of spring and fertility, and that, of course, is how she's associated with a springtime celebration.
And the early Christian church took that celebration and attached to it the observation of the resurrection of Christ, which did help convert many pagans of that day to Christianity. But it came at springtime, a time of new life and fertility, and that brings us to...
Well, here's the joyous bunny's voice stop. Here's the Easter Rabbit, hooray! And a happy Easter Rabbit, here kid, have an egg.
The rabbit is, an ancient traditional symbol of fertility and was also actually the symbol of the goddess Easter.
She was often pictured in early German culture as at least part rabbit, but the bunny soon took on a life of its own, doing things we expect of him today. And again, it was first in Germany, first mentioned in any records in the 1500s.
And it came to the United States by way of the Pennsylvania Dutch, or the Pennsylvania German settlers who came to the U.S. And the tradition in Germany is that German children expect a visit from Osterhaus, who is the Easter rabbit, on Easter Eve, who will lay a nest of eggs for good children. And in the U.S. tradition, children would hide their hats in places around the home, in the barns, in the gardens, and that the Easter Bunny would find those and lay eggs in them.
And there you have the beginnings, sort of in reverse, of the Easter egg hunt and some of our modern traditions. But Bugs Bunny, I really have to agree with Ann Eflin. Having you as the Easter Bunny just does not do it for us.
Well, that's that. No more finagling with Easter eggs.
Oh, there he goes again. So if you find carrots in your Easter basket this year, you'll know why. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington.